You're with Raf Epstein.
Your hair tells a story, a bigger story than you might think. There's some new science that not only suggests how reversible grey hair can be, but one strand of your hair is kind of like a permanent record of the stress levels you've gone under. Under a microscope, it kind of looks and it tells the same tale as all of the rings of a tree trunk. It tells that sort of story. Dr. Martin Picard, he runs the delightfully named Mitochondrial Psychobiology Laboratory. That's at Columbia University in New York. And what I wanted to know was what exactly he had discovered.
We discovered that in normal people, without any special treatment, gray hairs are actually reversible just by themselves naturally. And that seems to happen when psychological stress goes away or, you know, reduces. It never really goes away.
And what exactly did you discover about the link between stress and gray hair?
Yeah, that's, you know, a lot of people have thought about this for a long time, whether stress actually causes hair graying and whether that's real. There's, you know, old stories and there's personal experiences and anecdotes. I think our study is the first to provide quantitative information. So we developed a new method to image and to visualize single hair strands. So we pulled hairs from a few people, then developed a method to digitize them and transform basically the color along the hair into, you know, data. And then we can link that data to data about psychological stress that people told us in the past year. And then we were able to connect those pretty clearly.
So when you've got one of my very, very short hairs under a microscope, because I don't really have hair, but when you're looking at it under a microscope, how can you tell what is my just natural, like my DNA, and how can you tell what you're seeing is a result of something I've gone through, like stress?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe one thing that's clear is that we, you know, you have your own DNA, and every cell in your body has the same DNA, right? And then every hair also has the same DNA. And what we see is that a single hair with the same DNA across your whole life will undergo changes, right? So you can see a single hair that's dark, 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 and then you go along the hair, dark, dark, and then boom, and now it becomes gray, and then it becomes white and completely lost pigment. So this young hair, the DNA didn't change, but yet it's become, you know, old, depigmented or white. So those changes is what we were able to map with great accuracy. And then what we discovered also is that even when the hairs don't change or transition to being old and gray, there's actually data in there. There's information in the hair, and it actually looks like brain waves. When you turn the hair, you know, the image into a graph, it looks like brain waves. And we think there's information in there that might tell us something about the state of the body and the state of the mind.
So this sounds like when I look at the rings on a tree stump and I can see where there was drought or where there was lots of rain. So that's sort of,
yes,
that is imprinted on the growth of the tree trunk. Are you telling me you can see that at a cellular level in my hair?
Exactly. That's, I think, the best analogy. And, you know, with the rings on a tree trunk, you can go back years, right? So if you see 30 rings on a trunk, you know that the tree was 30 years old before it was cut down. And you can also do something similar by, you know, digging through the earth crust. And then you can go back, you know, centuries, millennia, millions of years for digging in the soil, tree trunks is years. And then in the hair, it's, you know, weeks to months, depending how long your hair is. So hairs grow at about 1 centimeter per month. So if your hair is 1 centimeter long, then you have no more than 1 month of your biological history hanging on your scalp. But if you have hairs, you know, some people have hairs that are 12 centimeters or 24 centimeters, then you have a year or 2 years worth of biological history that you're walking around with.
Dr. Martin Picard is with us from Columbia University in New York. He runs the Mitochondrial Psychobiology Lab at Columbia. So that actually sounds quite profound. It looks like you've discovered a way to look at the cells in my body and you can examine a whole lot of things about the internal and external environment I've gone through my whole life. I mean, it looks like a technique that's a window into something like that. Is that going too far?
Yeah, we think what's really unique about the hair, like you were saying with the tree trunk, is, you know, you can visualize the years and the conditions,
yeah, right,
through which the tree is gone. So with the hair, because it's initially inside your body, right? It's under the skin, and then it absorbs influences from what you eat, from how you feel, and so on. And then it gets crystallized into this hard, you know, practically dead thing on your, you know, that's holding onto your skin. So the external hair crystallized this information, and then you walk around with this, you know, remnant or this archive of your biological history. So it's a unique opportunity because it's at once inside the body, and then a few weeks, few months later, it's outside the body. And then once it's outside, it's no longer influenced. So that's why it's kind of a semi-permanent record of, you know, what happened some time ago. But we think what you can visualize in the hair also happens in other types of cells. So we don't think this is like a unique phenomenon of the hair, that this reversibility of aging we saw, or this malleability, right, or flexibility of aging at the cellular level, we think is likely to happen in most cells of the body, and we just happen to be able to see it with the naked eye and the hair.
Martin Picard's with us from Columbia University. Martin, I think I've focused too much on the science and not enough on, can I lose my gray hair? Does this tell us anything about how I can get the gray out of my hair without dye?
What we know at this point is that taking actions to reduce our stress levels or to learn to manage it is probably likely to have a positive influence on gray hair.
You only said likely. You didn't say guaranteed.
Yeah, likely. You know, reducing stress is easier said than done. But I think our data shows it's possible. Some hairs that are, you know, have recently aged, you know, and become white, or have the potential to be reversible. Those that have been there for decades, right? If you're 60 years old and you have had gray hairs for 20 years, it's unlikely that they're reversible. But if they're kind of this sensitive period, it's possible that it's reversible.
Have you got any gray hair?
I do. I do. And quite a few more in the last few years.
Right. You know. Like us all. Like us all. Martin, really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you. Raf Epstein.